Good morning, Rikhtim. And we're learning the Malach of Kareya in Simon Klal Chavtes, and we lit Simon Beis. We're talking about opening various different types of items. So, just to clarify, so some examples of what's going to be mutter based under this umbrella of what we're saying. So, tearing open the bag is going to be mutter. If you have on top of it, say, a yogurt container, you have a foil seal, or you have a coffee jar and there's a foil seal on top of it, one can tear that open as well. If a person wants to tear open a sugar packet, so a person can tear that open as well. A person has a pickle which comes in a little pouch, a person can tear those open as well. A person could take out a pill for refuel purposes from some type of a blister pack which you push through the back. Those are all going to be mutter. Based on what we're saying, a person wants to open up a box of pre-cut tissues to be able to use them on Shabbos, the cover of them to be able to clean themselves properly after they go to the bathroom, or to blow their nose, those are all going to be valid heterim, but they all have to be done derech kilkel. Person also has to be careful while they're doing that not to cut through letters or pictures. But so the heter over here is destructive tearing, for the purpose of getting a valid item, which is going to be a food item, a mitzvah item, or kavod prius item, has to be done in their kilkel. So a person wants to open their cereal box to feed their children. So they open up the top, they have a nice box where they can use to continue to store. So they should cut down the side of the box, so they're making the box unusable. A person wants to open a tissue box. They haven't opened the tissue box beforehand. The fact that it's perforated does not make a mutter. The tops of the many tissue boxes come and they're already perforated. So that's not going to be a heter, but a person can tear it in a way which is unmechanical, and then remove the items, the tissues from there. Because if you're going to continue to store in there, it means you feel that the opening which you made is sufficient to allow you to access it, and still while still holding it, it's not considered their kilkel. A person wants to open up the sleeve of cups. A person should take out all of the cups. A person should take out all of the potato chips. That if a large bag, a person has a small bag and they open it up in a way which is, and they just empty all the contents out as eating it very quickly, that would probably be the equivalent as well. A person is taking the blisters, the pushing the pill through a blister pack. And many times there are words on the other side, so the person has to be careful that they shouldn't be tearing words when they're doing so. The chayotim, what about cutting through if you have a string which is wrapped around something? So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's no malach of kareya in regards to cutting a string. Why is that? Why isn't there a malach of kareya? You're tearing something, you're cutting something. So you're not, if you're cutting it to size, you have a malach of machatek, you're cutting something to a certain size. The person wants to use the string again, and he wants to cut it to a certain size, but the average sinner person just cutting the string which is around the item, that's not going to be usher. So Mr. Burris has a fascinating idea that since kareya is the opposite of teifer, and teifer is the idea of taking two items and using some type of thread to attach them, something where the malacha of teifer would not be relevant to, you when you have two pieces of string, you knot them together, you do the malacha of kosher, and the opposite of that is the malacha of matir, you do not sew them together, which is, sewing means you have the two items, and you're going to have a medium which you use to attach them, or the glue, the thread, etc. In this case, you just attach the two ends together of himself. That's not the malacha of teifer. And so the malacha of kareya is the opposite of teifer. It's removing the tefira. So the concept of the malacha of kareya doesn't apply to cutting strings. So cutting string is going to be mutter. So this is even without getting involved in the heter of being matzah kareya, because it's derech kilkel. This is an independent and separate heter which is going to exist independent of that cutting a string So, and it does not seem to me that the condition has to be that whether it's Derech Kilkel or not, because this is independent heter, which does not require Derech Kilkel. A person, we might have other issues which we have to be concerned about, which is the Malacha Makba Patish, in certain scenarios, which we have to clarify those points about Makba Patish. A person makes an opening, which is a very beneficial opening. That's going to be a problem of Makba Patish, potentially, which so we have to clarify those points, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.